The High Court has rejected calls for ministers to reconsider increasing tuition fees in England. Two students argued that the decision to allow university costs to rise to £9,000 a year is a breach of human rights and created a barrier to higher education. Judges ruled it would be inappropriate to scrap the impending regulations, but did agree that the government had failed to comply with its public service and equality duties. Rupert Murdoch is in London for crisis talks at the Sun newspaper. The future of his News Corporation title has been questioned after 10 current and former senior staff were arrested over alleged corrupt payments to public officials. He's expected to explain the company is fully committed to the publication, but Sky's political correspondent Sophie Ridge claims there's a lot of anger in the newsroom.
Some journalists here feel that this is a witch hunt against the paper, and I think that they're not going to hesitate at showing that kind of anger and disappointment to Rupert Murdoch when he comes to speak to staff later today.
Germany's president Christian Wolff has resigned after increased pressure surrounding a corruption scandal. Wolff stepped down this morning after prosecutors asked the German parliament to lift his immunity on a number of controversial issues. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has cancelled a trip to Italy to deal with the fallout. Oliver Douglas has more.
Wolff has been involved in a slow-burning scandal since mid-December when it emerged that he had received a large private loan from a wealthy friend's wife. He then made a furious call to the editor of Bild, Germany's biggest-selling newspaper, last month, warning them not to publish the story. In a statement this morning, the 52-year-old, a close ally of Angela Merkel, said the German public could no longer trust him, so he was forced to leave the role he had only served since 2010. Allegations of corruption could have a damaging impact on Germany's efforts to control Europe's spiralling debt crisis.
UK retail sales have seen a surprise rise in the last month, according to the Office of National Statistics. January's figures were up just under 1% compared to December and 2.2% on this time last year. The increase has shocked many economists who expected sales to fall. Richard Dodd from the British Retail Consortium suggests the increase has occurred because of sales on the high street.
In real terms, there was no growth in spending year on year. It certainly is the case that people got more for their money, so the amount of stuff sold was up. But, of course, the reason that's happened because retailers are discounting and running really big promotions.
And the courts have allowed Portsmouth Football Club to enter administration for the second time in 3 years. It was revealed the club currently owe around £2 million to business creditors, as well as a similar amount to the inland revenue in unpaid tax. The Championship side now faces being docked 10 points.